The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Now this man who's playing the piano is going to take me by the hand. And he's going to lead me from one saloon to another tonight and directly to the sheriff's office. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing up there with those stars. Let me see what the spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
Look at me, I'm dancing.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo. Good morning, good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. How you doing? How are you? 5 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com and around the world on YouTube and on Facebook. We are YouTubing, we are Facebooking. These are new verbs in our vernacular. That means we're on television. Hi, and I'm waving to you. So you could actually go on your smartphone and just go to AM970TheAnswer.com and you could come up and see us right on the air. Why you wouldn't want to see our faces, I don't know. I'm an old-fashioned radio guy. You know what I mean? I like the radio. But if you want to see, you're more than welcome to see us. Frankie is here, Al's here, Debbie's here. We got a great show for you today. You know who is with us? Chief Terrence Monahan is with us, NYPD, Chief of the Department of the NYPD. Very proud to have the Chief with us, which will be great. And Commissioner Bernie Kerik will be with us as well. Danielle DiMartino Booth, Mike Gallagher. Look at this. Alan Dershowitz, excuse me. And the Medal of Honor, the most recent Medal of Honor recipient, Staff Sergeant David Bellavia, is going to join us on the phones, and we're very, very proud to have the good sergeant here. Hey, so how are you? And good morning, and everything feels good. It's going to be great. There's just a little bit of an upset here. So I went on Judge Napolitano. He was on Kennedy last night. He sat in for Kennedy, and the judge called me. And I'm so tired of everybody just disagreeing with each other and then not say, how could you listen to that guy? How could you watch that guy on screen? Why do you do that? Because he doesn't like the president, or this person likes the president. How do you like him? The divide's got to stop. It's just got to stop, you know? So Judge Napolitano is a lifelong friend, and I'm not going to stop a friendship because he disagrees with me or he believes one thing and I don't believe the other politically, you know? It's just not going to happen because it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. So I went over. Judge says, "We come on. I'm sitting for Kennedy. Come on in." So we came in, and this is amazing. If you didn't see it, I bought cannolis because when I go see Neil Cavuto, I'll send something from Michael's of Brooklyn, right? So we went out to a dinner with our good friends from Empire State Bank with Phil and the girls from Empire State Bank. Had a great time. And so I ordered some cannolis. I took them over to Fox Business, right? So I was just going to make the presentation, you know, here. Hey, Judge, here. I took the gun, leave the cannolis, you know. Leave the gun, take the cannolis, rather. So I'll go over there. So sure enough, I go in, we do this shot, and I'm on, and I bring the cannolis in. I said, he goes, you bought cannolis for me? I go, yes, I bought cannolis. So he takes Judge Napolitano takes the cannolis out in the middle, right on the air, live, and we're live now. There's no delay, you know, on Kennedy's show at Fox Business. And he goes, oh, if you eat it, I'll eat it. Now he calls me out on the air, man. I haven't had a cannoli. I can't remember the last time I had a cannoli. There's so much. Listen, I love cannolis. I love Zapolis. Anything Italian, I am so there. But the grams of fat, I just can't work. It takes too long to work off the fat. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm with Judge Napolitano, and he doesn't eat sweets either. And he brings the cannoli up into the camera, and he goes, you eat it? I'll eat it. I say, all right, and we kind of just toasted salute, and I took a bite of the cannoli live on air, and so did the judge, man. So, and that, right there, it was like, no matter what we believe in or disagree or agree with, it's okay. I mean, share a cannoli. I mean, there it is. There's the bumper sticker. Share a cannoli. And what I'm leading to is I'm so happy. And like I said, the judge asked me about the soccer team. And I said, God bless the girls. They should get equal pay. They should get double pay. I don't care. I'm a father of three daughters. Double pay, triple pay. I just absolutely equal pay. Like I, and I was waiting for the judge to ask me about the Rapinoe, you know, the captain that keeps disrespecting the country. It's like, oh, my God. And I was going to kind of get into it. But I'm glad he didn't ask me because I didn't want to get into it. So I can get into it now, but I can explain it more. I have more time here to talk to you about it. What is this girl who is the head of the soccer team? Is she the head of the soccer team? I don't. Is she the captain of the soccer team? I don't even know. Whatever she is, she's so disrespectful to the country just because the president invites her to the White House. Stay with me on this, please. This I'm talking about the U.S. women's soccer team, the world champs. We're so excited for them. We're so excited for the aren't you excited? This is great. It's because I think of my daughters, you know. I said, how great is this? Then she starts going after the president. And I don't care what you think. Why do you have to even go there? If you don't like the guy, don't say anything. And if you get invited to the White House, say thank you and then shut your mouth. I mean, am I right or wrong? You just say thank you. You don't want to. Oh, I wouldn't go. Then she disrespects, goes after the president. And then on that up, then you and I are thinking, at least I'm thinking, Why does she hate the guy so much? What did this guy do? He backs the LGBTQ community in a big way, more than any other president that I remember in recent years. I'm sorry. You know, so what is it that she's so hateful against this president? And it looks ugly. It looks ugly. So they land in Newark yesterday, which was great. And then she goes, they go, oh, you're not going to go to the White House? No, she gets nasty, doubles down, not going to the White House. And then she says, oh, I'm going to go see Chuck Schumer. And I'm going to see Nancy Pelosi. And then I heard Frankie told me earlier, AOC invited them. She's going to go there. Oh, so you're an anti-Semite? Is that what this girl is? Because when you align yourself with somebody like Chuck Schumer, who's Mr. Israel all those years, and then is afraid to shut down somebody like Ilhan Omar or anybody, if you're a Democrat, you can say anything you want against Israel. You can say anything against the Jews. You can say anything about anti-Christian. And if you're a Democrat, we're going to accept it. This is what Chuck Schumer's new mantra is, apparently, you know, when he's not doing a press conference on Sunday. Yeah, and now you're going to back these people? This girl's going to go talk. I'm going to talk to – she specifically mentions Schumer and Pelosi, and I'm going like, no, why – now that's really anti-American, you know? So why do they have to – that creates the divide in the country. Here's a woman that is at the top of her game. She's not going to be any more noticed than now, and she has a responsibility, does she not, to bring, she could have, let me use the word opportunity, not responsibility, to bring the country together. You know, I totally couldn't disagree more with the President of the United States, but you know what, we're proud that he invited us to the White House. We're going to go in. And how many of those girls on the team, how many of those girls really want to go to the White House? It was so nasty, and there's the parade is down here tomorrow. The parade's right here, right by the office. And I'm just, I mean, none of us are going to show up because of the traffic, you know. But gosh, it is so disconcerting. Put aside the divide. Put aside that we're all in this together. And the hate that this girl is spewing. And the president just, all he did was invite the girl. It was, and then you cut to Pete Alonso in the Mets, you know, in the home run derby, won the home run derby yesterday. Oh, excuse me. So, you know, he was so classy, so appreciative, and so happy to be at the All-Star game, and so humble. That's the word. The humility of Pete Alonso. The first baseman for the Mets, he won $1 million. And he's gonna dedicate 5% to Wounded Warriors, 5% to what? To the Siller Foundation, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. How about that? How cool is that? And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation just dedicated a smart home to a warrior in Staten Island. That's what I'm talking about. Someone's got it. The anger that spewed out of that girl just is very, very upsetting. And, you know, I don't even want to go there. I didn't even want to start there. But here I am. I go on with the judge yesterday. We disagree politically, you know, couldn't disagree more. I hear some things that come out of the broadcast that go up against the president. I could fight it. You know, believe what you want, but don't hate. Don't hate me, because I don't hate you. If you can't stand the president, I don't hate you. And it's, you got to put aside the divide. That is my message this morning. I don't understand. We could politically disagree. And I could see, too, if the country wasn't working. Look at the unemployment numbers. Look how great this country is doing. Look what how the great the black community is doing. Look how great the Latino community is doing. I mean, this is something that we haven't had. It's historic. It's epic. Did I think Donald Trump would do this good? I think he would be good. I didn't know if he'd do this good. Look how good he's doing. And you got to give credit where it's due, you know? So it was great. The president just said, congratulations to the girls. Boom. Move onward and forward. But it just seemed unnecessary to get that vicious and to come into Newark. And then all she has to say is, I disagree with the president, or not even that, or we decided we don't deserve the White House. Something, humility, like this kid Alonzo did. That was beautiful, you know? So I love baseball, right? Hey, 14 minutes after 6 o'clock, regardless, onward and forward. And we ain't going down. But it was just so disappointing to see that she had the opportunity to help unify this country, and she drove a divide right down the middle. And now I didn't even feel like watching that game yesterday, you know. And I like I said on Fox Business yesterday with the judge, I said it's great the girls won. They should get double pay. God bless and Godspeed. I don't know. I can't get excited about it. And she's only hurting her teammates, and she's only hurting this country, especially when she drops the flag and she stomps on the flag, whether it was accidental or not. You know, and then her teammate O'Hara came in. Thank God for that girl came over, and she picked up the flag off the ground. Hey, there's my little minor gripe. Let's all join together. I'm not going to get mad or anything like that. We're just going to move onward and forward. It's quarter after 6 o'clock. Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs and Hassel.
Morning,
Frankie.
Joe. How are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing? Hello, Albert. How you doing? Good
morning, Joe.
Boys are here.
You know what's great about the Pete Alonso thing? Not only does he win $1 million, he donated 5% each. Tunnel for Towers.
See, he doesn't listen.
No, he was listening.
He doesn't listen when I do the monologue.
I was listening. I think that's great that he's donating part of that money to it. But you haven't seen.
Are you with us now? You okay this morning? You're on your computer when I walked in.
Yes, I was listening. Yes, I'm doing work. what would you like me to do?
Beercast.
Joe, you may not have heard about this. There's actually going to be a ticker tape parade Wednesday right in front of our office for this women's soccer team.
I said that 5%, 5%, 5% goes to Wounded Warriors, 5% goes to Tunnel to Towers. So you know what, though? I could feel, I started doing laps in the pool, right? I started doing laps.
He's still under the weather, though. Give him a break.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So I start doing laps back and forth, and I can feel the salt and the chlorine is in my eyes. So if I look bloodshot,
look great.
I haven't had a drink. And then I wore this yesterday on Fox Business, and I like the way it looks. So I wore it again today on
TV
here.
So you did
here.
Fox Business, Fox Nation, and then you did a client dinner, and now here you are again.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I know. I feel pretty good, though. I'm going to sit down, George. Let me sit down. I feel pretty good. Yeah, it was crazy. We did the morning show, of course, and then ran around, got everything together, ran into the city, and then we had a great dinner last night, you know, and then I just ran to see the judge, and it was the hit was like 9:30-ish, like 25. I know. But, you know, last time judge came in, and he did a pre-tape. He did like a pre-tape where he came in at 8:30. I didn't want to bother him this time. Plus, he's doing Fox and Friends this morning, so he's probably, you know, he's up at like 4 or 5 o'clock. These television guys at Fox, like Ed Henry, you know, and all these guys that we talk about, Steve Ducey, they get up so early.
Ed's doing it without a liver.
You know? Yeah. When's he going to win, by the way?
That I don't know.
I texted him. He got back to me.
Oh, that's nice.
He says, thank you very much. But I couldn't. Hey, Ed, come on. Tell us about your liver on the show. I couldn't reach out and just couldn't say to him, hey, come on. You know what I mean? I didn't want to disrespect him like that. You know. So you're happy about Alonzo, right, Frankie Five?
I'm thrilled. I didn't get to watch much of the game yesterday, but the Derby.
The Derby,
I'd love to see a New York Met win. I think it's the first Met to win since Daryl Strawberry. So I wish we were playing as well as we were playing during the Strawberry era, but who knows? Maybe the second half of the season will turn things around. I don't understand how a team with this much talent, there's three All-Stars playing tonight. I don't understand how a team with this much talent can be this bad.
What do you think honestly. It is? What do you think it
well,
is?
Well, I mean, the key problem is the bullpen, but I think ultimately, you know, when a fish stinks, it stinks from the head. It's
oh, boy.
Mickey
here we
Callaway.
Go. Here we go. Here we
as
go.
As a manager, it's
hey,
been a total
on
fail.
The other hand, the Yankees, please. I mean, who would have thought? You know, who would have thought the Yanks coming through like they're coming through? Hey, Chief Terrence Monahan is on. Very, very cool. He's coming in the studio?
Yeah.
Very cool. This is very, very cool. And Bernard Kerik is with us. Danielle DiMartino Booth is with us. Mike Gallagher will show up. I saw Mike, he's like a block away. He lives in a really nice place here. Not like a hotel. I saw a big Mercedes outside. I bet you that was Mike's limo.
I don't think so.
The block. He takes the Benz. Gallagher takes the bends of like a block up to the station.
No, he
like
got
that.
Tired of Al continually taking the only press parking spot, so I think he gave up.
Oh, yeah, so he got in a place. And Professor Dershowitz, because there's a little, we're into the news with Frankie Vibrato's coming up, and Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads, 877-970-2999, if you want to call in on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie, good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. You know, I meant to tell you, the other day I was driving down to Philly on July 4th before I went out to the Jersey Shore because a friend of mine was in the hospital in Philly. I'm driving down 287 through 202. All of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute, I think Retro Fitness is around here. And I put it in my, in my phone, and I found it. I stopped by. What a nice gym.
Well, you went in there.
I met Renee at the desk, at the front desk.
Yeah, and you went down Route 31 right there to Retro Fitness.
I went. What happened is I was going down to Philly. So from the way I went 287 down through 202 that way, down that. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm in Joe's territory. And there I was right by Retro
Fitness.
Did you say, do
you know who I am when you walked in?
No, I just said, is Joe Piscopo here? And I knew you weren't because it was 4th of July. It was in the morning, early in the morning.
Wow.
And what a nice gym.
Yeah,
I went for
you.
A little tour and I checked it all out. So I meant to tell you yesterday
and I forgot.
Deb.
Yeah, it's really nice. I give a shout-out to Stacy, my business partner. She did such a great job. By the way, the upstairs, all the aerobic upstairs. Did you go downstairs? Did you see the weights downstairs?
I stayed on the main floor, it was just so nice.
You are welcome anytime. I mean, you know what? On me. And work out on me.
Yay! Next time I'm on my way down there, I'll stop in for a workout first.
You are such a good friend, Debbie Duhaime. I love you. You know I love you. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970 The Answer.
Joe, let's take a ride over to the New Jersey Turnpike, the Western Spur, south of 15W. It's an accident there. That's what's causing the delay. Northbound, you're heavy up by 16W, and that's all due to some ongoing road work. 80 East Exit 1, a crash. We're still seeing this problem as you head over to Livingston. It's an accident on South Orange Ave, right by Walnut Street, so avoid that intersection. Everything is closed. It's still very busy, LIE, westbound out toward the BQE with that new construction pattern to deal with. Harlem River Drive South, busy 140s in toward the 130s. 3 and 4 trains are still bypassing Sutter Ave, Rutland Road over in Brooklyn. It's a police investigation that they're still dealing with over there. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you head over to the Sprain south at 100B. Accident in the right lane. Sunny today, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In this crazy, messy world, we're all trying to make sure we do our best to stay healthy against the new diseases that seem to pop up in schools, at work, and hospitals. It's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and alcohol-free. Well, guess what? The wait is over. Durasan is a water-based non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA-approved and environmentally safe. Just like their hand sanitizer. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus, which is perfect for the summertime. If you listen to Joe Piscopo, get 20% off when you mention the show. To learn more about Durasan products, please go to Durasan.com or call 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726. Durasan.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
It's true. I get the Durasan out. You got Durasan over there, Al, right? I will get in a second. It's like you think they would clean the studio before we come in. Who's here the night before? I just ask, who's here the night before? Thank you, Albert.
I don't know that anybody was here.
Yeah, I don't know. This is not me. Because No, this is not me. This is, look, look at the dirt in there. I need Joe Giovanella to come in and defog the studio. Can we do that?
Fog. Huh? You can't say fog.
Yeah, can I say defog? Desanitize.
Right,
sanitize. Desanitize, okay. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. You think, I'm just trying to keep germ-free, everything germ-free. We come in the studios. No one's watching out for daddy. Okay, it's all clean now. Does it look okay now? Look all right? All right. Hey, good morning. How are you? It's great. You know, I try to give everything clear. When I leave, one of the things I remember when I was in broadcast, thank you, Al. I'll do this. I'm going to clean this one in a second. When I was in college, they would say, leave the studio the way you came in. Leave it just pristine for the next person coming in. That was like a kind of the mantra in radio. Am I right or wrong? Did they always tell you that?
Absolutely.
Not that if you're a big star, you don't have to do that, I guess. Like, I heard Rush Limbaugh kind of just leaves his papers.
Well, he has his own studio.
And Rush is Rush. He can do whatever he wants, you know. But for regular minions like myself, it'd be nice if I'm trying to clean it for the next guy. They could do it for
him. Well, I think it's a good rule, not just with radio studios, but any sort of communal property.
Communal property, yeah. Good, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I thank you, Frank. I like that communal property. I'm gonna steal that. 6:25 with Joe on the radio. Hey, let's talk about My Pillow. Talk about I owe Mike Lindell a call. I got to give Mike a call because you can get a 2-pack of My Pillows premium for $69.98. It's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com. You can call 800-651-0798. Here's the number: 800-651-0798. It may be easier to just remember MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code AM970. You know what I love about telling you this, aside from the fact that Mike Lindell came on the show, and this was the first show he came on, and he said, hey, I got the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, is that you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose. The pillow comes with a 10-year warranty, and you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Are you kidding me? $69.98. That is 2-pack of My Pillow's premiums. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or television. MyPillow.com. Just remember that. Go on your computer at work. Tell your boss, Piscopo said it's okay. I'm on my computer. But don't forget the promo code AM970 for this great deal from Mr. Mike Lindell. 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970 or MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Joe Walsh. Coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a germaphobe, I guess, but I understand. You see, it's humility. Am I right to get upset about this Megan Rapinoe, the girl, the head of the soccer girl?
Absolutely.
What a nasty, ugly attitude. What has she got against the president? And it's not against the president, it's against the United States. So be humble. That flippant, tough attitude like that. And he's been very supportive. Is she mad about the LGBTQ thing? Is that what she's mad about?
I don't know.
And he's no one cares less or would support more the gay community than President Trump.
I wouldn't have had a problem if she didn't want to go to the White House when she wasn't invited. You know, there's a whole bunch of Red Sox that didn't go to the White House.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they didn't need...
Was because of Maria, because the Hurricane Maria. Meantime, the president did send billions of dollars to Puerto Rico, and the government misspent the money.
None of those Red Sox felt the need to use
thank you.
In cursing out what was the that? White House or
what
the presidency.
Was that?
Also, if you don't want to, so I think the classy thing
to do. Does it bother
you
if I clean while you talk?
No.
Thank you. Okay.
It's a better chance that I get to complete a sentence. But I think
Poor Frank.
No, it's okay.
Between me and Al. My favorite was yesterday. The other day, I said, what did I say? What did you say?
You said something like, give us your take on the news, Frank. And then Al jumped
in. So you know
in.
What happened today.
Exactly.
Al jumped in today. And you said, what was the last thing you said? Give me the news, Frank.
That's right.
You never got it out with me. Maybe we get too low here. I'm sorry.
But I think the classy thing to
do. How are you this morning? I'm sorry.
On Ms. Rapinoe's part would be just silently not go to the White House.
Thank you.
And if people ask you, why aren't you going, you know what, I'm not happy with the current administration. You don't have to make a big deal about it. And you certainly don't need to refuse to put your hand on your heart or stand at attention during God Bless America or the national anthem. You're not punishing Donald Trump by not doing that. You're showing disrespect to the country.
For girls, young little girls everywhere, you're a horrible...
And correct me if I'm wrong... They are playing for the United States,
right?
Well, exactly. I think that's the crux of Joe's point. But also, aside from the patriotism issue, I had a tough time rooting for this team ever since that first game against Thailand where they ran up the score 13-0.
Yeah, you said that, man.
After the ninth goal, they continued to celebrate like crazy. Like they just they were Larry Burkhead after finding out he was the father of Anna Nicole Smith's baby. After every goal, at, like Thailand.
Talk about an esoteric reference.
What kind of reference is that? But listen, these guys, this is the best soccer team in the world, the U.S. team.
Yeah.
Thailand is playing in their first World Cup. They know they're going to lose. It's like me being in the ring against Floyd Mayweather. You know you're going to lose. So they're just happy to be there.
Yeah.
Do you really need to taunt the Thai team after your 10th goal, 11th goal, 12th goal, 13th
you know what?
Goal?
But,
and
but,
then against England... When that other player, Alex Morgan, after she scored the goal, needed to mock England by holding up the teacup,
mocking their whole culture.
What would she do if they played China? Break out chopsticks and acted like she was eating noodles? I found this team, so many of the players on this team, not patriotic, not sportsmanlike, and certainly, I mean, you're a father of daughters, and I don't have any children, but the exact opposite of what I would like to teach my children one day about sports.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a great point. And maybe that makes them tougher. Maybe that's why they won. And I was so positive with the judge yesterday on Fox Business, you know, on Kennedy Show. I was just so because I wanted to be positive, you know.
Yeah, well, it's nice to see America be number one.
I know, and I said that, and I left it, and then waiting for the judge to go. What about not going to the White House? Boom. Then I was going to lay into it. I was locked and loaded, and they had to go. So we ate the cannolis. We toasted the cannolis, which I think is just a good analogy of how we can all join together. If we disagree, let's eat a cannoli, share a cannoli. That's all I'm going to tell you, just like
and
that.
And I'm so glad you brought up eating, because if you look at two champions that demonstrate a degree of humility and patriotism that so many of the players on this women's soccer team don't seem to have, it's Joey Chestnut and Mickey Sudo, who won the nation's famous hot dog contest. Last year, Mickey Sudo showed up to the weigh-in with all four of her previous titles.
Yeah.
This year, she said she didn't want to do that because she wanted to show a little humility.
Wow.
And maybe that was a little too much bravado, because she wouldn't have been able to get as far as she had without the support of her fellow competitive eaters.
Yeah.
Now, that's a nice attitude.
Yeah, and also, I have to tell you, what was just Pete Alonso. This kid is... How old is he, by the way? You know how old Alonso is?
I think he's 26.
Yeah, look at him. He's a kid up there, and he's crushing. Did you see the home run derby? The clips of that?
He's 24 years old.
Oh, and he's so humble. And then he dedicates, did you know, 5% to the Wounded Warrior?
Yeah, I knew.
If
I trying to make the point that it was a nice thing.
And to tunnel to towers, excuse me.
Yeah,
which was great.
And he didn't have to do that because he's not making a lot of money this year.
You know what? I hate to say it, but that's baseball, man. Baseball. The snarkiness. And I go, I don't know. And I don't even want to listen, traffic wise, let's deal with that. It's going to be such a zoo down here tomorrow. You guys coming in, you're going
to
come in.
We have to.
You know, but it's going to be a zoo. It comes right by the station, right?
Yeah.
Right.
They're going to start closing the streets around 6 in the morning, Broadway. And then there'll be ancillary streets that are closed. So if you're coming here to work, get here early.
Yeah, will you give me a call, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone line? Do I have a right to be upset? Am I upset? Are you upset? How she conducted herself, the head of the soccer team. It was a beautiful, beautiful opportunity. Just to say thank you, we're humbled. And then, no, we're not going to go to the White House. We don't deserve that. Something, just to show some humility, the way Pete Alonso did at the Home Run Derby yesterday.
Or why even have to say anything?
Yeah.
And you're not going to go to the White House, but you're going to go to the Capitol, and you're choosing sides.
And it makes it
even worse.
And she goes at Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And when Nancy Pelosi goes the MAGA hat, she say "Make America White Again." Just anything because they're losing so terribly on the Democratic side.
Here's what bothers me: the fact that they won. De Blasio tweets something out immediately. We're holding a parade for you. Hey, how about the homeless in New York? How about all these other things? Boy, they were able to get the police blockades out quick as could be. They built this. They built the stage for them and all of this other stuff. You know, what about other projects?
Even better, especially since this women's soccer team.
And he's going to be here, the mayor.
Is such an advocate of equal pay based on gender.
Yeah.
You know where there's a glaring pay inequity? In the de Blasio administration. Given now that we're paying this NYCHA guy who's never set foot in New York City public housing over $400,000, given the fact that we're paying this racial arsonist that calls himself our school's chancellor is close to $400,000 as well, if you look at the commissioners that are female in the de Blasio administration and compare their pay to the male commissioners, there's no comparison. Why are the male commissioners in the de Blasio administration so overpaid as compared to the female commissioners? And why does that not bother these champions of pay equity that are on the women's soccer
team? On the money, Frankie. And now also you have with the Governor Cuomo starting to now, he's going to pass a law where you could look at President Trump's tax returns.
He signed it yesterday. Unbelievable.
I am numb. I am numb at this. How obsessed they are with this president. Is it a jealousy thing from early back in the day? And you know, and I didn't even want to talk about it because it puts a damper on the whole day. That Eric Swalwell dropped out of the race running for president.
Really?
Can
I go home?
This guy, I'm dropping out of the race.
Well, he dropped out, and another guy jumped in, right? Didn't the billionaire jump in?
Tom Steyer. We'll tell you about him later.
And Swalwell, were you ever in the race? I mean, this guy, I'm telling you, you can't make it up, and we're going to get into all of it. 6:35 with Joe on the radio. Jaden Horton's going to join us momentarily. And we're going to go to Big Al Gattulli as the headline news right here, right there. Look at that. Live and local.
5% to the Silver Foundation.
On AM 9, oh, it's going to be one of those mornings, boy. I'll tell you that. On AM 970, the answer, take it away, Big Al.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, the answer.
69 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulli with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new law in New York gives survivors of child sex abuse more time to file criminal or civil charges. The law signed in February, but the recent federal indictment of billionaire Jeffrey Epstein on child sex trafficking charges has lawyers and advocates publicizing the new rules. Starting in August, adult survivors will have a one-year window to sue, regardless of how long ago the abuse took place. The law also allows survivors to seek criminal charges until they are 28 and file civil suits until they are 55. Before the new law, New York had one of the most restrictive statutes of limitations in the country. A New Jersey judge is receiving death threats after saying a 16-year-old accused rapist deserves leniency because of his good background. Judge James Troiano turned down a request to charge the teen as an adult because he came from a good family, got good grades in school, and was a candidate for a good college. The teen is accused of raping an intoxicated 16-year-old girl and circulating a video of the assault. There are now calls for Troiano to resign, and a protest is planned for later this week. Prosecutors, in the meantime, have appealed the judge's decision and are looking to have the case moved out of the juvenile system and into the adult criminal court system. In sports, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso, the 2019 Major League Baseball Home Run Derby champion. The slugging first baseman beat Blue Jays rookie Vladimir Guerrero Jr. 23-22 in the finals at Cleveland's Progressive Field. Alonso wins $1 million in prize money. And hey, Joe, did you know he'll be donating portions of the prize money to Tunnel for Towers and Wounded Warriors? Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening on the 3 and 4 trains still bypassing Sutter Ave, Rutland Road. It's all due to a police investigation. Also, PATH trains, Hoboken to 33rd and Journal Square to 33rd, delays with some ongoing switching problems there. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you take a ride over to Livingston. It looks like you still have this closure out here as you head to Walnut Street as you get out towards South Orange Avenue. A bad accident at the intersection. Traffic is moving slowly on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound, getting up toward the area of 8A. It's all due to an accident in that area, so prepare for delays there. And traffic is still moving slowly for you as you head to the Sprain south at 100B in Greenberg. An accident over there. It's in the right lane. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic. And still seeing volume on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Slauson Ave right out through the Verrazano. Sun today, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save on new appliances by shopping Lowe's July 4th savings. Get great deals like up to 40% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 710 U.S. only.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell Space to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies lied to you. They passed congestion pricing after promising no new taxes. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Tell her to repeal congestion pricing now. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Oh, please. Excuse me. Hey, it's Joe on the radio 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. Imagine you're relaxing on the sky deck of a beautiful yacht as it cruises through New York Harbor, right? The iconic skyline creates a picturesque backdrop as you sip a delicious summer cocktail, finding refuge from traffic that plagues the tri-state area. Hey, good copy. Who wrote that? We like that. It sound too good to be true? All this can be yours aboard the Atlantis Luxury Private Yacht. Fully insured, Coast Guard certified, this family-owned and operated three-deck mega yacht is the ultimate venue for your wedding anniversary, your party, birthday party, corporate event, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, you name it. Captain Fred is our guy, and the Atlantis crew will make any event unforgettable. The Atlantis is impeccably designed with two state-of-the-art bars, a private bridal changing suite. Listen to this, please. Immaculate restrooms, a fountain up top, and a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor. Food and service are excellent, and guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. I talked with Fred. I wanted to go on the boat, for the fireworks. And he, this is a great guy. He was so disappointed because we have sold out, because as I speak to you now, you go, and I'm going to give you the contact information for New York Cruises, and you go on there, and we sold out. And I was very, very happy about that, but I appreciated Fred. Captain was saying, oh, Joe, we wanted you with us so bad. We wanted you. So we're going to take a rain check, and we're going to do it again, to, you know, when they went out around the Hudson watching the fireworks this past July 4th. Call Captain Fred, please, 212-633-1231, 212-633-1231. To schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis, 212-633-1231, or visit, please, newyorkcruises.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Yeah. All right, we're going. I got it. 6:42 with Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. We are rocking and rolling this morning. Jaden Horton is here. Sammy, hi, Jaden. Welcome back, brother. I'm from Reclaim New York, Communications Director for Reclaim New York. This is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing a statewide grassroots conversation about the future of New York. Salmon jacket or coral? What do you think?
I have to say coral.
Coral. Yeah. Coral is happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gal that helps me out, Mo, walked in, and she had this color of her dress was that. And I said, great color, Mo. She goes, it's the new rage color. I said, what is it? Coral. I would have said salmon, but very good. Did someone pick that out for you, man?
Not myself.
Look at you. Look at you, man. You went and said, I like that. I'm going to put that on there.
Yeah, it's bold.
It's bold.
Yeah, I like bold.
You walk into the room. Hey, man. So we started talking to you before about New York adopting this congestion pricing, which drives me crazy. Yep. Because it starts with congestion pricing. And I said this, and people don't even understand that. That hits the middle class more than anybody else. Jane, am I right or wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it you know, the governor likes to believe that it's only going to hit the rich. But, I mean, the overwhelming majority of people that drive into the city are middle class. Come on, let's be real.
What's the reasoning there? I can't understand. And you know what? I don't with some of these people that I know, Governor Andrew Cuomo and Tish James, you know, they're good people. I know these people. And I think they just feel like they're doing what they think they have to do. Congestion pricing slams everyday drivers, slams the Uber drivers, slams the cab drivers. They have to do. They're the ones that get hurt. And the people that can't take mass transit because they're coming from out of state, mass transit doesn't work. Maybe they might want to consider that. And they're putting this congestion pricing. So that it is implemented already. Is it in play already? Or
the law's been passed, but now they're putting together the commission. Right? That's this unelected
great.
Commission.
That's great.
That is going to decide what the rate is going to be and who is going to get a carve out, right? So this week, you know, in the Post, there is an article about politicians that are jockeying to line up carve outs for special interests. And so, you know, there are some politicians,
wow,
you know, David Weprin out in Queens, who believes that all New Yorkers should be exempt from this, and that's admirable. And, you know, we say yes, but actually everyone should be exempted from this because it was predicated on a lie, and it is a lie, and all it's doing is going to funnel money to MTA, and it's not about congestion. It's about giving money to MTA, which is controlled by the governor, and consolidates power in Albany. And, you know, our mayor was too busy campaigning out in Iowa to, you know, fight this, so he gave up control of our subways. He gave up control of our transit to the governor.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now the result is that we, as New Yorkers, you, as someone in Jersey who has to join the 900,000 people who try to come into this city, are going to be forced either into transit or forced to pay this for absolutely nothing, right? Because it's going to go into MTA, which has demonstrated that they don't know how to manage their money, their time, or their personnel. Since we know that there's been an overtime scandal where they spent more money in overtime than they'll make in a year in congestion pricing.
Wow. And you warned us about this, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You saw it coming. Tell me about that congestion. How do we fight that, by the way? How can we fight this congestion pricing fiasco?
Look, so right now, you know, we need to reach out to the governor's office. We need to reach out to our state senators. We need to reach out to our local assemblymen and say, you know, categorically, that congestion pricing needs to be repealed. And we need to hold the line against any special carve-outs because, look, we got first responders looking for carve-outs. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's, you know, maybe that's not. You know, we have teachers. We have, you know, commuters. We have truckers. We have cabbies.
Yeah.
By the time you're done, the only people left paying are the only people who are going to pay, which is the middle class New Yorkers and people from Jersey. So, you know, absolutely, we need to reach out to our elected officials and tell them this is not for us.
Yeah.
And look, New Yorkers still don't like this. 54% of people still say congestion pricing is a disaster. So it hasn't even been put in place, and New Yorkers already know. So it's time that our politicians listen to the people.
And you know what they do sometimes, I think, because even on when I travel to Route 78 in Jersey, just as an analogy, and I see all the trucks around, and you got to support the truckers. It's just an impossible job. It really is. They're on a deadline. They're going, but I don't like trucks and cars being on the same road. Like, I like the way in the New Jersey Turnpike, you have the car lane and then you have the truck lane. But in 78, then I'm thinking to myself, you know what? We should give a price a fixing where we charge the trucks to drive on 78. But that's me as a Jersey guy thinking about somebody from out of state. I think that's Governor Cuomo's mindset. Listen, they're coming in from out of state anyway. You know, let's just slam them. But with the misnomer there is there's a lot of folks living in the city that are driving for, and I only know because they call us, the drivers that are driving for a limit and living, and they live in the cities. This is not just people from outside of New York. The governor's hurting the middle class of New York who can take, who are making a living driving around, Jaden, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, when it comes down to it, whether we're hurting New York residents or whether we're hurting out-of-state residents, the point is we are hurting people. under the guise of making things better, but we're not making anything better. Look, I just sat in traffic, manufactured traffic at 6 in the morning down Broadway because there was construction and deliveries and they just closed lanes. So traffic couldn't get through and we had to go all the way around.
You know, and what's with the bus? I like the bus lane. You know, when you come down Broadway, you to your point, yeah. And then they have that bus lane, which is so gigantic, there's not one bus in sight.
Not one bus. There wasn't a single bus, but there were delivery trucks.
And
it was closed for construction. And, you know, in three different blocks in a row, there were police cars at the end of the block, yeah. So you couldn't even go through. So it's all down to one lane, which then was blocked because someone was doing a delivery.
Yeah, so there's
But these are the problems the city could manage, Joe. These are the problems the city could manage.
You're right. You're absolutely right. If the
mayor stayed and actually did his job.
Tell us about this bill that the governor signed yesterday. Jaden Horn. Jaden's from Reclaim New York. The governor signed a bill yesterday that will allow Congress to go after the president's tax returns. This is what this guy's got to worry about here?
Look, this just shows the priorities in Albany, right? Like, you know, from my own personal perspective, if we're talking about the priorities that our elected officials should have and what they should be concerned with, the last thing they should be concerned with is what our federal elected officials are doing. And furthermore, I'll say this. The real irony of this is, sure, if we want transparency and we want to make sure that, you know, elected officials are held accountable to the public for how their private finances are, then make it applicable to all elected officials. Don't single out and target a political opponent. The job of our government is not to penalize or punish individual people. That is actually what our founders fought against. Yeah. If you want this to be applicable, make it to every single elected official in New York. Then maybe we can talk about it actually being for transparency.
You know, before we let you go, Jaden Horn, so many of our listeners commute into the city from Jersey to the point we're talking about congested pricing. Have they made any progress with respect to New Jersey Transit? The delays. And it was over the 4th of July. And I don't even know where the governor was, but I bet you he was in someplace exotic in New Jersey, you know? And this is what they're just taxing us, and they're not taking care of the problem. Why can't they fix New Jersey Transit, man?
I mean, look, you know, it's going to cost $700 million to fix New Jersey Transit, which, based on how the state spends money, is a drop in the bucket. But the thing is that they're not incentivized to do so because, you know, New Jersey Transit is a state-run organization, and admitting that something is wrong with it would be admitting that something's wrong with what the government does in managing transit. So instead, what they do is they paper over the problems and they don't train the adequate engineers, train drivers. They're not staffing up. They're not maintaining. And the result is that commuters essentially have a hellish commute in the summer, right? When heat
that
breaks things down,
awful.
When tourists are taking transit. And again, misplaced priorities. Our local elected officials, our governors in New Jersey and New York should be focusing on making sure that our economy is moving forward and the lifeblood of the economy. So transit is the lifeblood of the economy. Business is the lifeblood of the economy. It seems like their priorities are elsewhere, and that's a shame.
Jaden Horn, thank you, buddy. I love this. I like the salmon.
Thanks.
Coral. Excuse me. Communication director for Reclaim New York, Jaden Horn right there, a fine young man, graduate of Liberty University, 651. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the road. Speaking of traffic, and it's always there, and trains and everything else, but Debbie's got you covered on AM 970, The Answer. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
Well, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Jaden. Good morning, everybody. I do see that volume that you guys are talking about here on Broadway. It's bumper to bumper down through Chamber Street in toward Park Place here downtown, and also a lot of volume over on Trinity Place this morning. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the 3 and 4 trains. You're still bypassing Sutter Ave, Rutland Road. It's all due to a police investigation. New Jersey Transit, 7 canceled trains this morning as well. We're going to keep an eye on that for you. Inbound GWB, 5 minutes. Lincoln 25 to 30. Holland still about 30 in from 1 and 9. 20 in from the New Jersey Turnpike. We're still seeing this accident investigation as you head over to South Orange Avenue, getting out toward Eisenhower Parkway by the Livingston Mall. And on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound, bumper to bumper traffic up by 16W with construction. Also on the New Jersey Turnpike north, right by exit 9, we're getting reports of an accident over there as well. Stop and go on the westbound belt out by Lefferts Boulevard and the LIE westbound still bunching up out toward the BQE. Southern State West at Peninsula Boulevard, a collision blocking the left lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time. I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Plenty of sunshine and pleasant today with a warmer afternoon, high 88. Clear tonight, low 71 in Midtown, 63 to 67 in many suburbs. Sunshine and some clouds tomorrow, rather hot and humid in the afternoon with a high not far from 90. Thursday, partly sunny, warm but humid with a high of 85. There'll be a couple of showers and thunderstorms in the area late Thursday and Thursday night. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thank you, Joe Lundberg. Joe Piscopo, 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. You know what they say, your smile is one of the first things people notice about you. And Dr. Ed Romano and Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in Morristown can make your smile look and feel its best. If you're looking for an amazing family and cosmetic dentist, Dr. Romano and his amazing team are committed to providing personalized care and customized treatments. And they'll get you in and out fast because they respect you and your time. How about that? With over 30 years of his career devoted to providing his patients with the best dental and oral health possible, there are only a few dentists in the country with Dr. Romano's credentials and expertise. So are you ready to smile? I know you are. Then visit, please, aestheticsmilesnj.com or call Dr. Romano's office today and tell him Joe sent you, and you'll be treated to a dental experience like you've never had before. Great guy, Dr. Romano. Sat in Mr. Crowley's office with Ed, and we talked, and he said, I want to come on the show. So here he is. So you got to just at least check this out. Can I give you the number for Dr. Romano? You should see the what they have state-of-the-art wise with Dr. Romano's office. You got to check it out. Make the call, please. 973-947-7716. It's 973-947-7716. From veneers that make your smile sparkle to implants, by the way, that help you eat and feel better, you can count on Dr. Romano and the excellent team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. 973-947-7716.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio 656. The guys, the knuckleheads are here. And then we go to Elliot in Staten Island before we break. Elliot, got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. You know, I have an idea to teach these girls. I can't call them women because when you're a woman, you're mature.
Yeah.
To throw tea bags down on them instead of confetti and teach them a little bit about humility. I mean, grow up and stop mocking. You know, become pure sportsmanship. They're not.
Yeah.
And to throw the flag on the ground.
I know.
These people have no respect. You know, I learned one thing. If the Bible falls on the ground, you pick it up and you kiss it.
Yeah.
They have no respect for anything.
Yeah, that's a good point. Elliot, I know. Thanks for the call. We're talking about the U.S. soccer team, and all I want to do is celebrate it. Celebrate it in a nice way, you know, and just say, girls, great job. Well done. I'm the father of three girls, and Olivia would play sports, play field hockey, and I would go, wow, isn't this great what these girls have accomplished? And then they got to go they gotta go political. She's like, this girl, Disco Rapinoe's like the female Colin Kaepernick. Cause I'll tell you right now, I'm sick of Kaepernick. I'm sick of this girl. I'm sick of the anti-American rhetoric. I'm sick of it. Don't kneel at the anthem, and you salute the flag, and you do the Pledge of Allegiance, and you say we're one nation under God, or you know what? Get the hell out of the country. Don't get me started. Just get out of the country. Or why are you going to play, like Al said, for the United States of America if you don't like it so much? Oh, don't get me started. Look, it's early. My blood pressure already going up. 877-970-2999. Call me, please. Tell me if I'm wrong. Am I overreacting to this? 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Chief Terrence Monahan will join us on Radio Piscopo. We're coming right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.